Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
The Vavim and Beis sugi here starts in the Vavim and Aleph for the Freich Shanela B'Yamtiv. Rav said it was Usser, a chick that was hatched on Yamtiv. Rav said you're not allowed to eat it because it's Muksa. Benish Mashis, it wasn't right, if anything. It's Muksa. Shmuel and Itamer Rebbechon said it was Mutter because it's Matter Atzmei B'Shchita. Because since Rashi says a svara, shows what exactly the svara is, since something new happened to it when it hatched, that it became royit for shkita, which it wasn't before the leda, migli de iskin la iskin laha. Somehow the heter for the shkita would apply to muksa as well. Now, as a machaikas rishayim, who we pass like the Gemara brings the tiny kavasa the Rav and the tiny kavasa the Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. A machaikas who we pass like the Rif brings the machaikas, it doesn't write clearly. Who we paskin, but most Rishonim understand in the Rif that he means to be machmir. The Shulchan Gemarim says no, he means to be mekel. Not 100% clear. The Rosh explains if it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, paskin like Rav l'chumra. If it's a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan always. So we don't know what it is. Shmuel v'tamer Rabbi Yechanan, but the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Rishayim learned the Rif also, they bring from the Ga'inim, Paskin L'chumra like Rav, but the Baal Amar and the Rashba Paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, like Shmuel V'Teim, Rabbi Yechanan, they say, Efkaner and Avasi held that way. And the Torah brings both days, the Shulchan Aruch brings down L'Isser. Now, there might be another reason to be matter, because Taisus has a problem. This whole Shaila is only if you hold Muks as Aser. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan hold like Rabbi Shimon, that Muks is Mutter. So one side he says is that the Shmuel Bechon is saying like the man the Yom Muksa is Aser. So what are we paskin? This is actually a machlekes what we paskin on Yantif. The Gemara earlier had said that by Shabbos we pass like Rav Shimon, Yantif we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rav Nachman said that. Shaila if we paskin that way. That was only Rav Nachman Shita, or we paskin like Rav Shimon. But either way, Pashtus, so there's really two reasons why it might be Mutter. One is because we could pass like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, even if you hold this muksa, but there's a new svar of matter atzer b'shkita. And the second is maybe you hold there's no problem with muksa. But Rav Yishein and passing like Rav, and about no problem with muksa, also the Rambam and the Rif Paskam Ayant, if there is a problem with muksa, and the Ramah, who brings down the shita that's no problem with muksa, Ayant, if Lamaisa by Nailed says there's a problem. So here it's Nailed. But besides, Tesis in the second Tesis in the Rishenim, the Rashba, say that maybe this muks is worse. If it's completely not roy, it's like regus, it's mukum, it's like the dried figs and raisins, which weren't roy, and then that muks even according to Reb Shimon. The Rashba also says something about it being muks machmas kasar and kiss. So melam, the maisa we paskin it's aser, even like the shitas that muks is mutanyant, of course it's nailed, or maybe it's a more chamadika muksa. There's an interesting shayla also. What if the egg was hatched on Shabbos and Yantif is Sunday? Do we have a chana de rabba? The Torah brings a psak from his brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel ben Arash, that says, of course it's a chana. It's a chana because it wasn't chazir l'klum before. So ein yantif mechen ein Shabbos mechen l'yantif. Now often, we don't have a problem with a chana because if you can use it on the day that it's muchan, so that's Shabbos mechen l'atzmai. But here, you can't use it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos midiraisa. So Rabbeinu Yechiel sounds like it's an Isser deraisa v'achana. Reish Yosef says if there's an Isser achana, so why did Gemara need another reason why it's Aser? Why wouldn't it be Aser al sachana? And even on Yantif itself, a gzeir of Yantif atu Shabbos. The Taz says a geshmach keteretz. He says, by the Beyesh Shanolda, a Beyesh Shanolda b'yantif is mucham because it was nigma miasma, like the Gemara says. Kol beyed emisyal de'id emesma gomra. So anytime the egg is laid on Yantif, it's Aser, if it's Yantif after Shabbos, it's Aser, so why by Yantav is it Aser? Gzeim, Shem Yantav after Shabbos. If usually you take the eggs that are laid on Yantav and eat them, so Yantav after Shabbos, you'll also eat them. So make a gzeira. But here, an egg that's hatched on Yantav, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, is mutter, there's no achana. Even according to Rav, the regular Yantav is no achana. Even Yantav after Shabbos is no achana. It wasn't Mucham Esmol, it's Mucham today. The problem is, if it's hatched on Shabbos, then it'll be Aser on Yantav. There's no such gzeira. You don't say if it's hashed on Yantif, you have to ask a gzeira, maybe it'll be hashed on Shabbos, then you'll ask on Yantif. Where do you find such a gzeira? There's a gzeir if it's late on Yom Tov after Shabbos is also midiraisa. So the gzeir Yom Tov Talmud Yom Tov after Shabbos. But if it's hatched both on Yom Tov and Yom Tov after Shabbos is no achana. The achana is if it's hatched on Shabbos. If it's hatched on Shabbos, then it's also on Yom Tov because of achana. But there's no gzeira when it's hatched on Yom Tov. Gzeira atu when it's hatched on Shabbos. That we don't find such a gzeira. But that's Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Ran earlier says another reason, but he says only according to Rav it's aser. Because we had before the Gemara, an egg that's laid on Shabbos is aser on Yom Tov because of Achana the Rabbah. Shaila is why, the two Mahalchim, either because Leida is Achana, the egg came to being on Shabbos, so that's why it's aser on Yom Tov. But there's another reason the Rishayim give, that the Pshat is that since it's aser, on, if it will be laid on Yom Tov, it will be aser. So now that it's laid on Shabbos, the heter is coming because of its laying on Shabbos. So the egg itself, the laid of the egg, is not called achana. But the heter, the fact that it's becoming mutter by being laid on Shabbos, if it would wait until Yom Tov, it would be aser, that's called achana. So here also the Ran says, according to Rav, that a chick that's hatched on Yom Tov is aser. So the fact that it's hatched on Shabbos, the heter came because it's hatched on Shabbos, so that's achana. But that would only be according to Rav that it's aser on Yom Tov. And that would only be Min HaRabbanan, because the Issa would be Nisa the Rabbanan. According to Ben Yechiel, it would even be according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, if it's hatched on Yantav, it's Mutav. If it's hatched on Shabbos, that's a real Achana, and that Ass is on Yantav. And that would be Asa Midaraisa. That's the difference between Ben Yechiel and the Ran.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.